Hey, everyone. Welcome to tonight's show. I've got Joanna Angel, your favorite punk rock porn star and the creator of BurningAngel.com. But first, thanks, everyone, for supporting my sponsors. I am obsessed, truly, with my No No Pro. I've spent so much time and money on razors and waxing. How about you, Joanna? It's like a full-time job, right?
It's a full-time job.
Got to move the hair, you know, all that stuff. So No No Pro, do you know about this? It's the best way to remove unwanted hair, no pain. And it's for men, too. You know, guys got the back and the neck hair, and they're like, how do I get rid of it? They don't want to go into the salon and get waxed.
What is it?
It's a hair remover that you can use at home. It's portable. You just charge it, and you have no hair. Like, you can use it a few times. The hair becomes less and less and less. And it's so easy to use. You've long weeks and weeks of long-lasting results. Pain-free, no pain. I just sit, watch TV, get rid of all the hair that I want all over my body.
That's awesome.
And it has a 100% 60-day money-back guarantee. And when you purchase it, you'll get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. Go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts. We've got hundreds of them. Actually, easiest thing to do is go to iTunes and subscribe. We have two shows a week. You will never miss a Sex with Emily show again, because I know you don't want to. That'd be a bummer. Sign up for our mailing list, and we'll send you newsletters that will help you with your sex life and give you some tips and tricks. And also, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all Sex with Emily. I answer your questions wherever and however I can. I'm here with Anderson. What's up, Anderson?
Yeah, what up, Bam? How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Good to see you.
I just woke up.
I know. You were napping.
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
I rarely do that, but I wanted to make sure that I had the energy and I was ready to enjoy a little sex with them, because I only get you once a week.
We have to do sometimes twice a week.
We should
have sex more. What's the average?
I should do sex with Emily more than once a week, I think.
More than twice a week. Well, we've been talking about that. I think we should.
Okay.
But sex every day would be a little exhausting.
Yeah, that's too much.
Sex twice a week is about right for us.
I think two times a week would be a good rhythm for you and I.
Okay.
All right.
I think we should do that. And so also, I did another great show this week, and Anderson wasn't there, but it was with Dennis Hoff. I'm so sorry, but
Boy Scout of porn.
Yeah,
the Boy
from
Scout
the Bunny Ranch.
Pimps.
From the Bunny Ranch, we did it at Podcast One a few days ago, and it's been a wildly successful episode. He gave some killer sex tips, and he brought one of his bunnies with him. Joanna Angel is here tonight as well.
Hello,
hi Joanna. Which
there
is so important.
Hello, it's good to be back here.
I'm so glad you're here. Do you know Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch?
I've met him a couple times.
Okay,
I wouldn't say I don't know him.
Not like
well,
BFF, but he was pretty funny.
Crossed paths.
But Joanna Angel is on tonight, and she was on the show a few months ago, and it was such
a
popular show.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah, I saw October, and I was like,
"It was a year ago."
Okay, yeah. I didn't even know what month it was today. It was one of those days where I was like, "Oh, it was 4 months ago." I guess I must thought it was February. Okay,
no,
right,
it was like a year ago.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're back.
I'm back.
Awesome, Joanna Angel. She's from Burning Angel, the creator, founder, writer, director of everything at BurningAngel.com. And it's what a hardcore punk rock emo porn.
Oh yeah, I don't.
That's your tagline. but it's really just all about you. So how did you? I mean, really? Like, I know you've been on the show before, but I mean, it just seems like you're blowing up everywhere I go. Joanna Angel, and your Instagram is adorable. Everyone should follow you. Is it Burning?
Burning Angel has an Instagram as well. It's Burning_Angel, and you know, Burning Angel's more of like we show the updates. There's hundreds of really hot tattooed girls on BurningAngel.com, and you know there's photos of all of them on the Burning Angel Instagram. Mine is more about me. Of course, I post pictures of other girls too from every now and again,
but it's about me and my life.
So you can follow me. It's at Joanna Angel. I try to get creative and
not be totally bored. No, you're not boring. Like, I love her Instagram, and every day I'm like, how does she look good every day? Because I mean, I post on my Instagram, Sex with Emily, but it's. They're just adorable shots. I'm like, every day, like, she just crawls out of bed.
You know,
like,
I have a good stand-up mirror.
Is that what it is?
I have a very good selfie mirror in my apartment.
And it helps you with selfies for reals?
I don't know. It's like because it's near a window, so the light is always shining on it really well.
Oh,
so.
Maybe that's what I need in my office or something.
I think you need maybe you need a new mirror.
I think so.
It kind of sucks. Like I felt like I was like not a very good selfie taker for a little while, and I would see the girls on set like always taking selfies, and I'm like, how are you doing that? And okay. I remember asking one of the girls, I was like, what did you just do? Show me how to do it. And I actually like had this like younger girl. She was like 22 years old or something. And this was a couple of years ago.
Right. Because they learn like in the womb.
Exactly. Because they just know.
They just know.
Like, I'm like asking tips. Like I felt like a grandma being like, how do you do that? And I'm like, I need to do that. Because I remember when the shift happened, when everyone was just on Twitter, and now then like I stayed off Instagram for as long as I could. I was like, I'm done. I have enough social media.
Exactly. How do you keep up with
And then eventually you're like, okay, I have to get on Instagram. It's like you can't avoid it anymore. So I was like, oh, this sucks, because I liked Twitter when you could just tweet, because all you had to do was I'm good at, you know, talking or just saying quirky, stupid little things. That was my thing. And I'm like, fuck, I need like an image to go along with my quirky little personality. So it gets hard, especially I think people really think that my life is like more exciting than it is sometimes. And if I'm not doing an event or traveling or whatever, like a lot of times I'm just home. And sometimes I'm home for like 2 weeks at a time. And I'm like, how many more pictures can these people possibly see of my dog or the food I'm eating?
Or you need to keep the little underwear. So what were the selfie tricks that you learned?
Well, I think you got to like put it to the side a little bit.
Okay.
You know, you need to put it to the side a little bit. I think... you gotta put it you want to put it like up, you know?
Oh, up,
yeah,
right,
like up to the side.
Right.
You know,
okay, I'm just curious. Hey, everyone, you know, for people listening, if you want to take a good selfie,
I'd also
say
put on there's like a timer camera, you know, like a self timer camera, so then you could just like put your phone down and do whatever you want, you know, and that's how you get a good butt shot. I always like I'll always like kind of put the timer. The timer on, and I put my phone down sort of like on my toilet. It just seems to be like you
the
know
right
with the
lid shut.
It's it's just the right height for me.
I'm short,
so maybe a taller girl would need to put it on a table or something. So I just kind of put it on the like you know where the toilet is, and then I just like shut the lid, and then I wear like a good pair of booty shorts, and I turn around, and then I push. You know, I push.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so
your butt, your breast, everything. I'm like, you're so hot, really.
Oh,
do you work out?
I do. I mean, I didn't have to for a long time, but I'm like almost 34 years old.
Really?
So.
You are?
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
You've been doing this. So let's go back to the beginning. The beginning was...
Oh, it was like 12 years ago now, so...
Okay, and you start. That's when you started
stripping, right?
Was that your first thing?
I started Burning Angel in 2002, right like at the end of when I was finishing up college.
Okay.
Yeah, I was dancing shortly after that because, you know, I needed to do something because the website wasn't making any money
at first. Exactly. That's amazing. In 2002, you started it.
Yeah, I started you know, it's really good we started when we did because we developed a very loyal fan base like early on. I don't know if we really could have done it if we started now.
Right.
You know, it's a tougher market
But
we were able to kind of
like
get in there.
Well, what is it do you think? I mean, I know it's like tattoos, emo, what is it, punk rock? I mean, that's really who you...
Yeah, that's the aesthetic, you know, but there's definitely like, you know, at the time, we were the only people making porn with, you know, tattoo girls. Now, every girl in porn has a tattoo.
Right.
It's much different now.
Everyone has a tattoo. Like,
yeah, everyone in the world. I feel like my grandparents are going to get tattooed.
My
soon,
mom
you know?
Has a tattoo. She's like, what are you going to get? I'm like, I have no idea. My mom's like 74. I'm like, I don't have a goddamn tattoo. And Jews aren't... I was going to say something like... We're both like, what is it? Like, everyone in this industry, I swear to God, like, sex experts, porn stars, a lot of them Jewish.
I know, because we're all real crazy.
But if we weren't, we're crazy, yes. But we also weren't born with the guilt and the shame around sex. Were you raised that way?
No, I mean, we definitely didn't talk about it.
Right. We didn't either, but we didn't
didn't talk about it. I definitely did not have, like, people who were like, oh, yeah, like, my dad gave me a condom, or, like, my mom sat me down and told me this, and this. Like, I never had that. I think my parents, we just, like, avoided the topic.
Right.
Like, you know, we just pretended that, you know, it didn't exist. And that's not good.
No, it's not good. It's I think that parents today still have a hard time talking. I mean, I'm always getting calls from like my brother. And how do we do this? How do we talk about it? And that's, I feel like I want to create like something for parents to educate their children.
Right.
Because it's my it's like a liberal home. Like I came with a really liberal home. My mom's like, if you ever want to talk about sex, you should talk to me. But they never directly said anything about it.
Yeah.
I wish they told me about masturbation because it never even occurred to me to masturbate. Like,
Well, I think I was a late bloomer, so I think that's
same with me. Yeah. So when did you first bloom? When did you first
feel
sexual? Oh, God,
not till I was like 20 or 19.
When you first masturbated?
I didn't even masturbate till way later on. Like, I didn't. The first time I had sex, like, I lost my virginity at like 19. I was lost it late.
Okay.
And I mean, I really like wasn't ready till then, you know.
Yuck.
Like, I remember I had these like boyfriends in high school, and like thinking in my like I wanted to be ready, you know. But when it came down to it, I would like be making out with them, and it would get kind of heavy, and I would just like tense up, and I would freeze, and like I really wasn't ready. And then
that's good that you didn't, because so many I think young girls are pressured into it, and
I had a very awkward, you know, group of friends, and I don't, you know, like, you, I think things are different now. Things are way
different
now.
I mean, for
I don't know if anyone can stay a virgin until they're 19.
I know
anymore.
Exactly, but I think it's good. I was 17, but I dated the guy for 11 months. I was like, okay, now I'm gonna sleep with you.
Can you even imagine, like, what would you do for 11 months with someone? Would you do?
No friggin' idea.
But I dated someone when I was in college, and I finally just felt comfortable enough. Like, that was when I felt ready, and I was like, all right.
Now,
let's
did you have orgasms?
This. Not the first time that I had sex. It actually took me a really long time to have an orgasm from like actual sex. I had orgasms, you know, from like clitoral stimulation. But I remember being like scared. Like, I remember he was like, you know, like rubbing my clit and stuff, like I was just like, I got like scared, and I was like, I think I'm gonna pee, I don't know what to do. And he was like, just let it out. And that was like, I was like, oh, this is an orgasm. Like, I never had one before.
That's amazing though.
I didn't even know. I just didn't get it. I knew nothing about sex. I didn't even like know the point of sex, like, to get off, or, you know,
I didn't either.
Same
thing. It's weird. So then you had an orgasm, and then you got into sex
more? Yeah, then I was like, became
like, oh, I'm down.
Horny, like, I'm in the mood, like, I think I was able to like figure out what to do with that anxious feeling I would get sometimes, you know, like, I think I would do things that was like close to masturbating when I was really young, you know, like, where you just like, I would like get horny and like touch myself a little bit, or like, you know, maybe like do like weird things, that,
like, what,
I don't know, like like
rub up against
rub up against my pillow or something. I don't know.
But
God,
then
I was so weird.
I know. Were you? Were,
I like.
Were you
I just. I didn't know what to do. I don't know.
I didn't either.
You know. I just didn't know what to do. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I like started to become, you know, but
more open sexually.
Yeah, more open. But I didn't masturbate till way later on. I don't think I masturbated till I was like 24 years old or something.
And then you just were like, okay.
Yeah, I remember just like being alone and like being really horny and being like really frustrated, and I was like single, and then I was like, oh, I can like do this myself. Like, it was like something dawned on me.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I don't have to like go out and like find some. I like didn't associate that.
That's
like
exactly
someone else. Wow, it's because we're two crazy Jews.
Right,
but
exactly.
Yeah, it was like
I'm so busy. I had so much going
on.
Yeah,
I didn't really like comprehend that. Like, when you're feeling, you know, this
need
like,
for
when,
release.
Yeah. That you could do this. And then I was like addicted to it. I was like, oh, I felt like I was like a 12-year-old boy or something.
And then you can't masturbate.
I was like, why didn't I do this before? Like, what's wrong with me? This could have gotten me through so many hard times, you know, or times you feel anxious or even like lonely or something, where you just feel like insecure because you like feel like you need a boyfriend
or
a girlfriend or whatever. Like, duh, I should have just masturbated. I could have been so much more focused in college. I don't know,
wrong
with me.
I wonder if that's maybe me too. I mean, honestly, I think it was just, maybe it's that neurotic. My friend always calls it the Jew gene, but I don't know if it's like the neurotic. I was like, I was so busy all the time. I wasn't going to come home.
Busy.
I'd pass out. I'd be tired. I'd be studying or working.
Yeah, and also like, I always lived in, you know, like these apartments with like 17 roommates, you know.
Yeah. Like,
so where the fuck was I going to figure that out?
Well, I'm glad
I didn't really have much
out.
Like alone time to
but
be
now
like,
do
oh.
you still with having, I mean, so what is your schedule? So Burning Angel is you and a lot of other women.
Yes,
and
yes,
you
yes.
manage it and direct it and people
yeah,
can go
do,
on there and check
all.
It out.
Yeah.
Burningangel.com.
We've so, got hundreds of beautiful, beautiful girls. Like I sometimes get like teary eyed. Like, oh, I love the aww. Girls so much. They're all so pretty. And we have a great, like, you know, so many different types of girls.
Yeah,
you know, like,
I mean, you really
so many different ones, big ones and small ones and everything and anything in between.
That's
you know,
awesome
like,
for
just,
everyone. That's why it's so
yeah.
popular. I mean, what do you attribute the success to of your site? Because there's so many sites out there. People, it's, you know, people have to subscribe and pay for
I
it.
I mean,
and,
you know, it's a lot of hard work and just persistence. And, you know, I think some of just making something people want, you know, like I really.
How do you
I
know
don't,
what they want?
You know, you don't, but I put my heart and soul into the pornos that we make. Like I when I'm writing them, I have the same writer's block that, you know, any other writer would have, you know, like when I look around, I like every girl that we're shooting, I try to think of like what is going to bring out the sexiness in them, you know, like I just every little thing, you know, from the outfit to the location to the crew to
you
know,
do all
to,
of that.
You know, just I put everything together and I really do want everything we shoot to be awesome, you know, and
you're not in, you're in a lot of them. But
I'm in
not,
a lot of them. Yeah. But right. I'm not in all of them. We put out
how many
we put out. I don't even know. I mean, the website gets updated a couple times a week, but I mean, all in all, we put out about 20 movies a year and I'm in like 6 or 7 of them. So,
okay.
You know.
So you're not like shooting, you're not having sex every day. Doing
no,
every day.
No.
Okay.
I was when we first started.
So now you're like the businesswoman.
Yeah, but I still, a lot of people think I retired, which is frustrating because I definitely haven't.
I don't think you've retired. So anyone follows you on Instagram or Twitter, she's
not
retired.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I haven't retired. I still have stuff coming out, you know, but also it's like I only work for myself, so it'd be kind of silly to be like, here's another update with me and here's another update with me. You know, like other girls who are performing for different people every day, it's like you have something coming out with different companies all the time. So it's different. Like, so there's really no need for me to shoot every single day because then people are just going to get bombarded. Like on the website, they're going to be like, all right, we've seen this already.
Right.
So I try to, you know.
How do you find the girls for Burning Angel?
There's a model application on Burning Angel.
And
what
do they
apply.
Have to have? Like, do you interview them? Obviously you do.
We look through the application and we talk to them. I mean, it's a combination of things, you know, like a lot of girls we shoot are from out of town, and when the girls come into town, it's like they're staying at my house, and you know they're really getting let into my life. So like, there's definitely been girls who applied who are beautiful, but like I just didn't feel like, you know, like they were just right. Like,
so
the days
feeling,
can be long,
right.
You know, and like I don't know. Like, we don't shoot that often, and so there's definitely looks are obviously a part of it. You know, like obviously. They are. So we want someone who's sexy. You know, we do like more tattooed girls. That's what people like when they come to Burning Angel.
Right.
Every once in a while, we'll
what
get a girl
about
with
tattoos.
Just,
can we just talk about that for a minute? What do you think
know.
It is? Haven't you heard back? I mean, have you always had? When did you start getting tattoos?
Yeah, when I was 18. So,
okay.
Yeah. So got tattoos before I had sex.
That'll explain it. You wanted something to do.
Yeah.
But you have beautiful tattoos. And do you feel like that's.
I've always thought tattoos were
me
sexy.
Too. Yeah.
I always have. I've always
I just
like
can't commit to anything
the first
for life.
Like you know. I remember like having like a huge crush on a girl in college, and she was you know covered in tattoos. And like I remember even in high school, like I used to. Where are you from? The East Coast? Or are you from
I'm
here?
From Michigan.
Oh, from
but
Michigan.
My mom's from
okay.
New York. So
I remember.
I've got that.
Yeah, when I was from New Jersey, but I used to always like on the weekends go to like shopping and,
right.
and go to see bands play and stuff in New York City. And I remember like there was this girl that worked at this like. Store that sold, you know, all like bondage pants and all that shit that
right.
I, you know, bought when I was in high school. And like, I remember she had like a mohawk and she had a bunch of tattoos. And I was like, oh, that girl is so pretty. I wish I could look like her. Like ever since I was
right.
little,
wow.
I always was, you know,
you
attracted
what?
To that look.
So
you know?
Were you bisexual? Were you attracted to
women? I did not, like I said, I was so like not in touch with my sexuality in
right.
high school. I don't think I knew what I was. Like I would see girls that I thought were really pretty
right.
and get, you know, like fantasies and feelings. But I didn't have my first like lesbian experience till I was in college, like most girls.
Right, exactly. What is it? Lugs,
yeah.
Lesbians. But then did you, you're still bisexual. I mean, you have a boyfriend.
I do. You know, I sometimes I feel bad saying I'm bisexual. I was in like a, I like dated a girl for a few months once, but even still then we were fucking guys right. together all the time. But
that sounds
so
fun.
I don't even know if we were what we were right. probably really bad lesbians, but I did love her, you know, very right. much. I've never really like just dated a girl
right.
for a long period of time and not had any guy like, you know,
but you like having,
but yeah, I'd like
both.
Having sex with girls. I really do. I'm attracted to girls. I like having sex with girls. I love checking out girls. I don't know. Some, I don't know. Does it, like, can you still right. call yourself bisexual?
I know, with a label. You I'm know, just saying, like, if, you're with...
Yeah. You know, when I'm single, I'm usually looking for a relationship with a man, you know.
Right.
Obviously, if the
exactly.
right girl came along, I wouldn't be opposed to it. So I'm... Whatever that means. But right. I love having sex with women. I really do.
What's your favorite part? What do you love about it?
Oh, I just love everything about it. You know, like, women are so beautiful.
I know, they
you know,
are,
like,
right?
I love boobs. Like, I love pussy. You know, like, I love, like... There is really like such an amazing feeling when you get a girl off, you know,
know
like
right?
you like it's a better feeling than getting a guy off. It's totally different.
Right. Well,
you
it's
know?
So hard, like, right? It can be challenging. Or do you have like a quick like do you feel like, you know, stuff that we could share? I mean, we probably might have talked about this last time, but I'm sure you have a million tips. Like your best, like something that kind of works. No, every woman is different. But is there anything your go to move when you're performing?
I
sex?
Think, you know, I think I always try to figure out by like feeling around, like, does this girl like more clitoral stimulation or does this girl like more like insertion?
How do you figure that out?
You start touching things and then they start like
moving
and then squirming when they're doing the right thing. So I always think like with girls, like, when they start liking something, like, you can tell, like, just
exactly.
stay there.
Pay attention, people.
Just
because
keep doing it. Whatever it is that you're doing, once they start making those good noises, just don't stop and keep doing that thing, whatever
exactly.
it is. And, you know, with every girl, it's different. Sometimes it's, like, a weird spot on the side.
Right.
And, like, you just keep going around there. Like, it's like, some weird place on the inside that's not...
Of the clitoris, right. You all
yeah,
think
or
the clitoris is, like, this little, like, it, there's, like, it has all different, like, erogenous
yeah.
zones.
Yeah,
just
it
within
is.
8,000 nerve endings. Like,
yeah.
you got to find the one
just,
nerve
just
ending.
Just find whatever it is and just stay there until she just can't move anymore.
Exactly.
And, but it's fun. But I do love having sex with girls. And I do. I love, you know, I'm fortunate enough where I have a great partner and we've had some great threesomes. And I think it's like not good to have a threesome with someone if you're
no.
in a shitty relationship.
Exactly. It's no way
that's
to save
just going
to
lead to a really shitty threesome.
Exactly.
And it's going to make someone else feel really awkward. And I know that because I've been there too. But now
me too. I've had bad threesomes. So what makes a good threesome, would you say?
You got to I think two people need to be on the same team. So if that means you and your girlfriend, like, both want to, like, get a guy off, you know, like, you two
right.
are it's like two, not against one, but
right.
two on one, you know. I think, I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I found. So if it's you and a girl that's like, yeah, let's like fuck with this guy, then that's you two and
right.
and a guy. And then, you know, if you're a couple, like, you two need to be like on the same team. So you can't start getting down to like, you can't fuck her more than me
right.
or you can kiss her but you can't kiss me or you could do that or what, you know, like, everybody has to want everyone to get
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
You know?
And you can talk about it beforehand too, if you're in a couple, if you're in a relationship, and only if you're on very, very sturdy ground do I tell people to like get to try a threesome.
Yeah,
you're not
no, save totally.
Your relationship
and
if you're not sexually,
you know,
in a
it sucks
because
I always think communication is the key to everything. But I think, I feel like couples that talk about threesomes like all the time, it's almost like they talk about it too much. And then, I mean, the best threesomes I've ever had have been spur of the moment.
See, that's what I always say. If you can handle,
you know,
you
and that sucks
because
that's really hard to give someone that kind of advice. But the best threesomes I've had with my partner, we've just been out and we just, it just
meet
feels
someone.
Right.
Right.
But you got to act quick. You know, the second you're like, you go home, you start talking about, should this girl do it? Should this
right.
girl do it? Like, I've had couples come to me and they're like, we think this girl will be right. Or we think this girl. And like, it's like, you probably lost the chance, you know, like,
right.
like a girl that wants to enter the bedroom with a couple, like, it's kind of like, it's a spur of the moment. You
yeah.
know,
just
type
to start
thing,
moving.
I
right.
think.
Don't pause.
Yeah. Like just go.
Right, exactly.
If
so
you feel right, you know, you got to just kind of go for it.
And your boyfriend, you guys have been together for a little while.
Well, yeah. Like,
oh, 2 years?
2.5 years.
Okay. That's
now,
right.
Okay.
Over
2 years.
And he's awesome. He did my business cards.
He did.
And
randomly. What
so,
a small world.
I don't even remember how I found it, but that is so awesome. And so Do you guys often have threesomes?
It's not that often. People think it's more often than it is, you know. It's just when the right girl comes along.
Right,
so,
the right girl. I love it, and it's never a problem. He's cool with what you do.
Yeah, I can't say it's not. You know, it's challenging. We're both human. You know, like you could. Being in a relationship and being in porn, it's not easy. Whether you're dating someone in porn or out of porn, there's always, you know, it's hard when sex is your job. You know, and I think the way I am at work, you know, like kind of changed a little, like having someone that I love so much at home, you know, like I'm like, okay, you got to find whatever that place in your brain that you need to go to when you do porn.
Right.
And then that place sort of changed a little.
When you get a boyfriend,
but you know, it's okay. You got to find a way, you know, to balance everything.
You guys probably just have really good communication.
We do. We have good communication. And I know the days that I'm working, he is going to be a little insecure.
Does he want to know before you go, like, who you're sleeping with today?
No, I don't tell him. I ask him, like, do you want to know or do you not want to know? Like, he doesn't need to know.
Right.
You know, like.
I know what you mean. Sometimes.
He's going to find out anyway. Right. I mean, he's going to see it, you know. So but he doesn't need to, like, think about the person that is. I always ask him, like, if you want to know, I'll tell you. If you don't want to know, I won't tell you.
Right, okay.
It's hard, too, because porn is, like, my whole life, you know, and all the lines, you know, get kind of blurred.
They do get blurred.
I prefer these days, you know, because there are some porn performers who are really close friends of mine now, you know, and when it's Labor Day or 4th of July or whatever, you know, and like we all kind of party together and they're friends with my boyfriend too. And I kind of try these days. I book myself mostly with people who are sort of like outside of my like friendship circle, you know, because
why? It's more natural.
I think it's
more
easier for me, and I think it's a little easier for my boyfriend, you know,
because over, like, oh, you slept with them last night.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously it happens when we go to like porn conventions and stuff like that.
Right. I saw you at AVN.
Yeah. Obviously that's going to happen. But I think it's a little easier. Like, it's like, you know, to sleep with people who are outside of our immediate circle. And I think it's easier for me too. It's like, all right.
Right. No, I totally get it. And that's like the good threesome when it's organic.
It used to be different. I used to really like working with my close friends.
It changes. You know, everything. Yeah,
I've been doing it for a long time. So it changes. And that doesn't mean, you know, I think so, I like having just this, all right, like this hot, intense, you know, kind of physical relationship with a handful of people, and then I don't know them outside from that.
Right, exactly.
And I don't have to,
it's
like,
kind of nice sometimes when you don't, because I feel like that too with my life is my work is my life.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's nice to have separation and boundaries.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly
great at either, because I love
connecting with
everyone.
No, it is hard. It's hard because I also, you know, I'm a director, so I'm always directing people. So I'm spending a lot of time with people on set. So of course I'm going to become friends with them. But you know, there's different levels of friendship.
Talk to
there's
me about
good,
directing,
you know,
porn, like, and you write it. So you actually, like, how long are the scripts? I mean, how long?
Well, it really all depends. I mean, I make movies with no scripts at all.
And then
I make movies with very, very long ones. I mean, even in
talk
the
about
last
the no
one
script. So is it more like somebody?
Well, like one of my more recent movies
out,
Latex XXX. So it's Latex with three X's. It's a movie I'm in. Yeah, burningangel.com. They can buy it. You can find it there. You can get it at most adult video stores too. And it's a latex fetish movie. So I got I got beautiful latex dresses from Siren Latex. They make latex. They make such amazing stuff.
Okay.
I'm real like fashion-y, like couture latex. So anyway, it's a latex fetish movie. So all the girls are wearing these gorgeous latex outfits and, you know, myself included. And then the beginning's just like a strip tease. I know a lot of latex fetishes, they like to hear you like the sound
that
the outfit makes when you're rubbing up and down, you know, like kind of like masturbating with the latex like on top of your pussy.
Oh, that feels really good.
Yeah, like, and it looks so beautiful. And I did a lot in that movie, like when there's not a plot, I try to do a lot with the lighting and stuff like that. So the lighting was very dramatic and intense, everything. It was almost like kind of artsy the way we did it, you know.
Do you figure out all the lighting and stuff too? Or do you?
I mean, I have a lighting guy, but I always talk to him, you know, about what I want.
Right, exactly.
And I, you know, and we all work together. So in that movie, there's just, you know, like a 3 to 5 minute kind of like tease. There's two girl scenes in the movie, and then there's two solos in the movie, and then there's two boy girl scenes in the movie. So, yeah, I just, you know, masturbated and did some cool, like, strip-teasy, like, things
hot.
With latex on. And then latex someone comes in the room and they have sex. And that's that.
Right. You're like, that's, there you go.
There we go.
Right, exactly.
So there's that. And then I've done ones with really long scripts. I mean, some of the more popular ones, some of our parodies are really popular. We have a Walking Dead parody. It's one of the most popular movies we ever did.
I heard that, of course,
has a long script. I just made, there's another movie that's out that I loved, one of my favorite movies we've put out this year. It's called Vampire Cheerleaders, and it's a whole long movie about and my friends being cheerleaders, but we're vampires, and we've been trying to make it to the reason why we, like, became vampires, we're trying to make it to the finals. We're really bad cheerleaders, so we've been trying to make it to the finals for 700 years, and, like, I don't know.
I love it, because the whole vampire phrase, that must trend right now, capitalize on that, so that does
And then
does
there's,
well.
Like, a werewolf that's trying to, like, be our friend, and we pick on him, because there's, like, the vampires versus werewolf thing, so, like, he, like, is trying to fit in with us, and we keep calling
him. And you wrote that
him,
script,
like,
too?
Yeah, I wrote the whole script, oh my God, and there's, like, special effects, and we kill people, like,
oh, my God,
you know,
I gotta check,
like,
it. I love it, but people can...
They can buy it on burningangel.com.
So. First, I have to take a quick break here from my sponsors, and you're going to love this one. My first sponsor here is Fleshlight.
Oh, they're
my
sponsor.
God. Yeah.
I have a Fleshlight. Everyone, please buy my Fleshlight.
Tell me about it. Your
Fleshlight. I have a molding of my ass and my pussy.
Oh, there you go.
That you can get on Fleshlight.com.
Yep, it's the number one sex toy for men.
It's the number one sex toy. I have my own personal texture. So
what's your texture?
My ass texture is called the punk, and then my pussy texture is called the misfit.
Okay, so, got it. So did you get to pick what textures you want?
Yeah, I worked with the people at Fleshlight, and we kind of decided
on something
together.
I love the
together.
Fleshlight people. It is a male
and
masturbation sleeve.
People love my ass, I gotta say.
Well,
I've read the reviews of my ass Fleshlight and my pussy, and it seems like the ass is winning.
Nothing wrong with your pussy. You know, okay, that's what I'm saying. But you can buy, so for sure, definitely check out Joanna Angel's. And it's, have you used it with your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend.
Are
you
I don't want to have anal sex, so just fuck my
Fleshlight?
Yeah, no,
he uses it when I'm out of town.
I love it. Perfect. And so
he loves it. I think he likes it better.
Think every guy I've given it to is like, oh my God.
Oh, they love it. I'm serious. I've never heard any. People are always, they feel weird about it. They're like, I don't need that.
Exactly.
You know? And then I'm like, you know, it's really the first toy for men. Like, for girls, it's very normal for us to have vibrators. Like,
right.
We always have vibrators. Like, I have my Hitachi, you know. Right. Like, I always travel and bring a vibrator with me. Now, men, they have what the equivalent of a vibrator
exactly.
is. It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. It doesn't mean you don't get laid.
Right. It doesn't mean that you're a lonely man.
No, it's just, instead of using your hand, you're using something that feels like a pussy, you know? Like,
exactly. So buy Joanna Angels and go to sexwithemily.com/Fleshlight and check it out. I think that's all we got to say about that. And the next one is Promescent. Okay, Joanna, did you know 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation? You've probably come across that. Well, maybe not in porn. Did you know that 1 in 3 men, they suffer from it? Well, you don't have to now. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex that you want. You can focus on your partner's hot body now that you have the time to make them orgasm. Also, Promescent closes the orgasm gap. You know, women, they might take 18 to 40 minutes to orgasm. Men take 3 to 6 minutes. What if you want to last longer? You can try Promescent. It is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent.com. You can also find it on SexWithEmily.com. One more thing I got to mention is the Bocce selfie contacts test. So there's some pictures, Bocce lingerie. If you go to, let me tell you where it is. Okay, Bocce. It's a selfie contest. Hashtag selfie contest on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Bocce brand. That's BACI brand. You can win a $500 shopping spree. They've got the cutest lingerie. You can
have
they've
got lingerie. Lingerie.
They have great lingerie. And check
really
it out.
Really well priced, too.
Really, that's the thing is that it's like for $500, you'll
be
set for life.
You'll probably buy the whole line.
Exactly. And their stuff is so hot. I put some pictures up there. Lauren, my assistant, my interns, Joanne, we should get you some stuff to go up there. So check it out.
I love
it's
that.
facebook.com/Bocce brand. Okay. We have some calls here. So let's take a call from Eddie. Hey, Eddie. You're on Sex with Emily and Joanna Angel.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you? I'm so glad you called about Christy Mack because I was actually going to start with that, but Joanne and I just gone off on a tangent here. But so sad what's happened to porn star Christy Mack, her savage beating by her MMA boyfriend.
Yep.
And so, Eddie, was that your question? Are you friends with her at all?
We're not friends. I've actually never met her. We obviously have, you know, we have similar circles of friends. We have a mutual respect for one another. But I don't know her, so I'm not – just because something bad happened, I can't pretend that I'm her
right.
best friend.
Exactly.
But I obviously – I tweeted out a link to her medical fund, and I, you know, put on our Instagram to – you know, the reward money to
exactly.
fund War Machine. And I, you know, put it out there that I support her. And obviously it's a terrible thing that happened.
It's terrible. Pictures, everything.
But I don't know her personally.
Right.
So I don't know anything else other than what's out in the news. I know just as much as you.
Right. So Eddie, do you have another question?
I do know that War Machine is a psychopath though.
Yeah,
He's been around the porn industry before.
Really?
Yeah, he came to an industry party. It was like 6 or 7 years ago. You could find it if you search through like archives of the news. And he beat up like 6 people. And
oh
there was a performer that I was supposed to work with. And
yeah.
And the scene had to get canceled the next day because the person that I was supposed to work with was in the hospital.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and this was like 6, 7 years ago. So, and I actually,
him.
After that, I haven't even heard his name until him and Christy got together. Then I started hearing his name again. I was like, where did
you know the warning?
I was like, this guy's back?
Do a background check.
I thought he was done. Who let him back into this world?
Totally.
Eddie, but he's a psychopath. So
yeah.
I don't know anything that happened.
Eddie had another
Christy
question for you, too. Eddie, did you have another question?
Yeah. Well, thank you for answering that, you know, and we all feel for it. No, I guess my second question was, it kind of came in the aftermath of that. Particularly War Machine, you know, he tweeted about it afterwards, like he was glorifying it. I mean, he was proud that he, like, crushed your face in.
No, he didn't do that. I mean, I don't think he did that. He hasn't, like, hasn't admitted it. He tried to lie.
Okay. Afterwards.
Right.
Like, okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah. You know. It's like, you know, I mean, his actual, you know, writing or like what he said is very, it's convoluted. I mean, he took it down pretty quick, because I think he was
they've had a very, their relationship has always been very public and very, they've always insulted each other on Twitter. Like, I never thought it was very funny, but for a while it was kind of passed off as like, this is just what they do.
My question though is like, even if he's joking about in the past, this time obviously he wasn't. And the response from the world or a lot of people, was positive to that. Like, I mean, many bros in the world were like, yeah, whatever the hell. I mean, how prevalent is the violent part of your industry? Is it that prevalent?
War Machine's not in my industry.
Right.
So I just want to make that clear. He's not a porn guy.
No,
he's
no,
an
I
MMA mean. Fighter that did a couple porn movies.
Right.
Because
yeah.
people in porn do love celebrities. So the sec, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
I will say that, but he's not part of my industry at all.
Okay. Well, no. I mean, and I didn't mean him particularly. I meant, what I meant was, how prevalent is, do people blur those lines sometimes? Like, is that like when
in porn? You know,
yeah,
Ross?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It's hard to put into words. Like, basically, like how I like. There's a lot of bondage and a lot of like a little bit more rougher porn out there. And then you see guys like War Machine blur those lines a lot, and
right.
it becomes.
I think it happens in everywhere. There's just abusive people.
Well,
women make bad choices. They don't know ahead of time. Guys are, you know. Do you
see
this?
I mean,
porn
is a controlled environment.
Yeah.
So you know
the
things that you know are.
Yeah.
Quote, violence in porn. I mean, that's rough sex, and that's much different.
Exactly.
You know, when two people are having sex with each other and then they start getting rough and they start playing around. I personally, I mean, I can't speak for all of porn. Like, we don't film anything that rough.
Right.
Because I'm not,
Thanks, Eddie.
Like what it,
right.
you know.
Exactly.
I don't like the super rough porn. But it is out there, and the rough porn that is out there. It is consensual, and it's a controlled
that's
environment.
A thing. It is controlled and more safe than this guy.
And
this
also, people are having sex while
right,
it's happening.
Right.
So that's
oh, yeah,
I think that's where the line is drawn. I mean, what War Machine did to Christy Mack, he went into her house. They were not playing a sex game that went too far.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
He was beating her up.
Right.
There was no
thanks, Eddie,
there was no intention there.
Exactly.
To...
Thanks for your call, Eddie. Yeah, yeah, it's true. It's just really sad. I mean, it happens in any. It could be in any industry.
Right.
Women make, you know, whatever. You just don't know. It's very sad what happened. So. Yeah, we've been tweeting out as well. So before all this break, you were saying something about, okay, the movies you were making. And so what is your favorite kind of porn? Like, what are the days you're like, oh, good, today I get to do blank?
Well, my I mean, I love all the movies that we do. You know, like I said, I did love the latex movie, but I have to say my favorite movies are the big features with the plots and the, you know, just at the end
it's
of
like
the
women,
day.
You like the plot, the porn with the plot.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I feel so proud. And it's fun because those are the movies where I can actually like show it to my friends and take the sex out and they love it. And
what do you mean you take the sex out for your friends? Because they're like, I don't want to, like, you're.
No, yeah, like my good friends, like, and also the sex scenes, they're long.
But, right.
I remember I've done screenings of some of my movies before. There's a small sex shop in New York, and they let me screen some of my movies. So I've picked movies that I really like, and I'll just make the sex scenes like a minute or 2 minutes long, and they show the plot, and then, you know, and then like a minute or two of sex, which sounds like it's not a lot, but it's long.
It's
to
long.
Watch like 2 minutes of people fucking, like in a whole room full of people, you know, like I've tried it. I've done it before where I leave it at 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, maybe because everybody says like more sex. And I'm like, at 10 minutes, it's so awkward.
Right. With the room around, you gotta watch
so,
the
yeah,
yourself.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to put it at 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. But
that's so funny. Right?
Being able to sit in a room and people laugh at the funny parts and they clap when like
that
the bad
wrote.
Guy's winning and the good guy, you know, like when like. To see people react to my porno movies like they're real movies, like I really, that was one of the moments in my career where I sat in the room and I almost cried,
right,
you know?
Right.
Like, cause
like,
I don't get to see people watch my movies. It's always a personal thing. Yes. So,
I'm
so
sure
when I got
to
take some of my movies and like, I love comedy and I really do love making people laugh, and it's hard to make people laugh.
It is
and
hard to make
people laugh.
Especially,
you know, you're dealing with so many like uncontrollable variables. You know, you've got all these porn actresses and none of us are amazing actors and actresses. So I always try to get the most out of everyone. Like I try to highlight their person. I don't really put people in features unless I kind of know them. So I'll always sort of write a character based around their personality as it is. So there's
not too much
so
of a stretch. Spoke
yeah, so
sex.
It's not so much of a
don't
stretch.
Focus on the lines.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian's been on hold for a while. He's got a question for you.
Sure.
Hey, Brian, thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You're on with Joanne Angel.
Yes, I'm here to ask her. How did she come up with the name Burning Angel?
Oh, my God. That was so long ago. I don't know.
Long time
ago. We're just. Me and my business partner, we were just sitting around throwing a bunch of different names out, and I don't know, it just kind of...
It's a good one.
It just kind of came out,
don't
and
you
it
love
stuck
when you got a
with
good
it.
Name, right?
Yeah.
Are you a fan, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who isn't, right? What do you love about... Tell me why, okay, there's lots of porn out there. Why do you love Burning Angel? What sets it apart?
It kind of sounds funny, like an angel in hell or some shit.
It's a what?
It sounds like an angel in hell or some shit.
Oh, you like the name, but what about the porn?
The
yeah,
site.
Great. I love a lot of I love women in tattoos.
Yeah, they're hot, and they're hot women in tattoos. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, thanks, Brian. Hope we answered your question. Thanks for calling Sex Family. Burning Angel, it's a good site when you got a good brand. And you sell a lot of stuff on your site, right? You got like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's a lot.
Paraphernalia and
stuff
you can buy.
T-shirts.
Okay, so I have a few emails from my listeners that I'd love you to help me answer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you cool with that?
Sure.
Sex tips? Okay. It's called Bad in Bed. Dear Emily, I recently read the article you wrote, 10 Signs You're Bad in Bed. Oh, I think this is for Men's Fitness. And it left me with a big question from my own sex life. How can I get my partner to read this without directly asking him to?
Uh-oh.
How do you bring up the fact that your partner is bad in bed?
That
Thanks,
sucks.
Jennifer. So I wrote this thing for Men's Fitness. I believe you can just, go to Men's Fitness and search my name. But it had like 5 bazillion shares on it. And it was like... 10 reasons you're bad in bed for men. And obviously a lot of people shared it. They like the tips, but Jennifer wants to know how you tell them. How do you approach your partner? What do you think?
I don't mean to, I hope I'm not contradicting your
article. No, I just gave tips. I didn't say how you tell your partner. I just said 10 reasons you know that you're bad in bed, but I didn't say here's how you do it. So.
I have a theory that I don't think anyone is bad in bed. I think it's all about the chemistry you have with someone else, because there's definitely people I've slept with that I've heard other girls
me too.
Be like, that guy's awesome in bed, and I didn't have a good experience. But that has to do with what your chemistry
exactly.
is sometimes.
They might be bad for you. So
they might be bad for you.
Right. There's not like a universal. But
yeah.
I would also say you got to pick the right time. You got to be careful how you approach it. Also, you don't want to insult with your partner.
It's such a tricky thing, you know, because I feel like once you start over-talking about sex, it's hard to have good sex anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and I think... I think if you it sounds like, you know, she's probably stuck in a routine with her partner. And some of that might be her fault, too.
Exactly.
We can't put all the blame.
It's 50-50, Jennifer, really. Yeah.
So oh, did my mic just go out or something?
I don't know. Instead of telling him, I would say what he's doing wrong, you can just kind of sandwich, like, tell him what you want more of. You know, I really loved that time when you were kissing my breasts out in the sun. We were sitting on the beach in Hawaii
or
whatever.
Buy some sexy lingerie and come out of the bathroom and be like, hey, and like just give him like the world's greatest blowjob and just like see how he reacts. You know, like he might be a little bit submissive. He might just need you
but
to
she
like
needs more from him.
Yeah, but she might have to just kind of
so if you take
sometimes
breath.
If you put that energy out there, then you might get it back.
Right.
You know, like
yeah.
she might just have to like find that slut in her.
Exactly. Find your inner slut.
Find your
but
slut. And
I would
put
say
it
like
there,
as far as the article goes, I mean, you could seriously also just somehow say this is really funny, like, or this is an article I came across and it made me think. I think I love having sex with you, but I thought, you know, I actually would like more oral sex. I think I love when you do it, but I feel like lately we've been so busy and God, that really is so hot the way you do it or something. I mean, you got to give him some positive.
Yeah, or just when he's in the middle of a sentence, be like, shut up and eat my pussy and like just
oh,
see
there
what
you go.
Happens.
Just shut up
you
and
know,
eat my pussy. That's a good one too. But you want to pick the right time. You don't want to talk about when you're in bed. You don't want to whatever because he'll like lose his erection. And the whole thing. I mean, there has to be a right time and place to address it. And I mean, again, it is chemistry and it is communicated. You don't, I guess, you know, over communicating. Sometimes couples never talk about it, though. They're together forever. I mean, you're such a different world. And so where I can't be. No, but I am too now. I mean, I've had bad sex. I've dated people for way too long having bad sex, which is one of the reasons why I started the show.
I won't date someone.
Yeah. I mean, but I used to. Like, when I started the show, I mean, that's one of the reasons I started the show. I was like, how come everyone's talking about the best sex ever? I haven't had the best sex in my life. I want to have the best friggin' sex of my life. And I'm going to learn how. And I started the show. I wasn't 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I wasn't like the expert in sex. It was more like I started interviewing people. Like, how do you do it? And then I, you know, got my doctorate, all that stuff. But yeah, you know, you got to learn and you got to communicate with him what you want because men are not mind readers. So many women believe that he's just going to figure it out. He's magically going to know.
No,
women,
they don't know
ages,
anything.
They really don't. And if they do know something, his last partner could have been very different from you, Jennifer. So another question here is, I'm worried my boyfriend fantasizes over other girls, whether it be during sex or when he's by himself. It's starting to really ruin my sex life with him, as well as my thoughts on myself. I ask him, am I good enough? Am I sexy? All of which he continually says I'm everything he wants, but it's still so frustrating. Do you have any advice or opinions that could
potentially
help me? Thanks, Emily.
Everybody fantasizes about other people. There's, you know, as long as he's not actually fucking those people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wondering, Emily, why you're so worried about why you
about
think
what's in
it.
His brain.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just it's a dream. That's like the times when I've like woken up and I'm like, you did something mean in my dream. And then me and my boyfriend will get in a fake fight over it. He's like, I didn't do that. That was in your dream.
Right.
Like, you can't get angry at somebody for what's in their head. And maybe he's thinking of something that turns him on. And then he is having sex with you. Like, that's, I don't.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is that you say you're worried over fantasies, but I want to know, like, why are you thinking this?
She's like competing with something that doesn't exist.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, confidence is the number one sexiest
part. Once you start being like, am I good enough? Like,
yeah.
That's like, ugh, like nobody likes that.
Exactly.
Imagine if he was saying that to her. She would not want to have sex with
me
either.
Am I my penis big enough? The whole thing? Jennifer, you gotta cultivate your confidence. And this is Emily, not Jennifer. She was last. Emily, you have got to cultivate. Talking to another one. You got to cultivate your confidence. If that's the one thing that you work on right now is loving your body, appreciate it. Maybe you need to spend some more time alone, masturbating, so you can like tell him what you want in the bedroom. And if you're worried about your excitement in your sex life, you can ask your boyfriend if there's anything he wants to try. But if you keep asking him, he's not going to tell you, yeah, babe, actually, I was just thinking about Joanna Angel, which he probably was. Sorry, Emily. But no, really, I mean, I don't know why you're so focused on this. To be honest, I know that guys do this sometimes. I've never had that thought. I just assume I'm the best lover and he's looking at me. And if he's not, okay. But I don't even think my mind doesn't go there.
Yeah.
And you got to train your mind not to go there and to be in the moment with him and get him.
It's just a thought.
Right. Thoughts are not real.
It's not real.
It is not real. We're here to tell you that.
It's not real.
So I would, you know, maybe it's not. There's probably something else going on underneath here. And it's, I'm not sure why. Maybe it's cheating in the past, Emily. But this could destroy your sex life single-handedly. You could destroy it. So you need to figure out what it is and stop worrying about it because it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy and just work on yourself and talk to him about it and get over your insecurities. Easier said than done. You might need some therapy. Okay, another one here. Dear Emily, we all need a little therapy, right? Talking about Jews. Okay.
I went to therapy for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, me too. Dear Emily, I'm a huge fan of your show and listen to your podcast every week. I love all your advice, special guests, and sex tips. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 5 months, and I still have not had an orgasm. We have had multiple honest conversations about what we want in the bedroom, but I feel like he still does not listen. For instance, I have told him I need a lot more foreplay before we have sex, yet every time we do it, it's never enough. We've tried mutual masturbation so we can learn what I like, as well as new positions, but nothing seems to work.
This is sounding stressful.
I am so stressed out. I don't want to nag to him all the time, but honestly, how could I make him listen to me when I say I need more foreplay? Any advice or tips you have for me would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Liz.
So wait, how does... You need
a... I mean, she's talking to him, talking to him, talking to him. I mean, I want to know, first of all, for everyone out there, foreplay really isn't a suggestion. It's a requirement. For most women, you got to have it. So I'm not sure, Liz, like, is the problem that he isn't trying during foreplay or that he isn't succeeding? So is it that is he trying it and you're not pleased? Are you communicating to him what you want? And you keep saying that you need more foreplay, you need more foreplay, and you've never had an orgasm. I really don't like it when women not having an orgasm, they blame it on their partner, because it's really your responsibility. So do you know how to have an orgasm during intercourse?
Can't she just lay him down and then...
I love this.
Him.
Joanna's like, just take over. Okay, yeah. Do what you want. Whip out your vibrator. Yeah. I mean, women do require...
Take his head when he's going down and you just move his head to the right spot. Just sit on his face. How can you not have an orgasm if you're sitting on his face?
Exactly.
Just move your pussy into the right position and make him do it.
Spoken like... Yeah, exactly. I mean, women do require, on average, to get warmed up. Many require like 20, 30 minutes of foreplay. And so if what he's doing isn't enough, you should consider like taking intercourse off the menu. Tell him you're not going to have sex with them for a few weeks and you're just going to focus on foreplay. Because sometimes I tell that to couples who, you know, sex becomes an issue for them. They're like, oh, sex is a thing we haven't had in a while. I'm like, okay, let's rebuild your sex life. Just start with touching. Start with massage. Start with something else. Just tell them that you just don't want to have sex and you want to focus on exploring other erogenous zones. Anderson, were you going to say something there? No, you were just looking intently. Okay.
I'm listening. There's just a lot of action going on in here. But I'm listening.
I love it. Okay. So this could help if he's rushing and skipping on the foreplay because he wants his turn. Another option could be introducing him to sex toy in the bedroom. Do you use a sex toy? Liz, if you do, bring that on because that's going to help you have your orgasm. I mean, if you...
But then that might... It sounds like they need to learn how to have one without one, because then if the sex toy gives an orgasm, then what are they going to use it every single time?
Exactly.
Know? Like,
and it could also be mental that you're focusing too hard.
It sounds like she's a bit of a control freak.
Yeah, exactly.
She might just have to let go. But I'd say just sit on his face. I think you should start with that.
Game over, sit on his face.
Yeah, sit
Liz,
on his
all
face.
Say.
Move your clit into the right position. And
but he actually won't, and he's trying, but it's like she says like he's failing. So I really just think that it's something about you, Liz.
You gotta like move him around.
Show him. You gotta show him, and you gotta tell him that you love him and that like you need it more. Guys, I don't understand. Like, what? I mean, do you feel like... So what do you think you've learned mostly by being in porn now for 12 years? Like, if you look at Joanna when you started and where you're at now, how do you think that you've evolved and what you've learned?
I've gone through a lot of changes.
I'm sure you have. Yeah. So when you started out, you were like late bloomer, and now 12 years later, you're like the porn queen, Joanna Angel, that we're talking to here. What is it that you have learned about sex that's made your sex life better and that you could impart wisdom to my loyal, lovely listeners?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta like really be in the moment, you know? You gotta like put everything else aside it's a two-way street, you know? Like, even if you're just having a one-night stand with someone, or even when I'm just at work with someone, it's like I need to make the guy that I'm working with feel good because he needs to have an erection in order for the scene to keep going and in order for the scene to end, you know, like I need to make him feel good and he needs to make me feel good so we can continue in this thing we both agreed to do together. And that's kind of just, that's what it is. It's a partnership.
It is a partnership.
It's a mutual partnership.
And you need
to, and I mean, I think, you know, that's how it works at work and that's how it works in real life.
What about bad sex? Have you had bad sex?
I mean, that's difficult. Like I have had some bad sex.
Okay, so
how would you describe
your bad sex?
I can't count any sex at work because sometimes the bad sex I would have at work is like, oh, if we're fucking on like an uncomfortable
bench. I'm talking about before,
you know,
even like
I've been on some very bad dates.
And what made it bad?
Very bad
what
sex.
What
well,
was
I
it?
Think. Well, actually, it was. I don't know, like, because, like, when I was single, it was, you know, before I was with my boyfriend, I went on a series of dates with people, and I was already, like, a porn star, and I think that made, like, some people nervous. And then when it came down to sex, like, I dealt with...
premature ejaculation.
They couldn't even get their dick hard.
Wow. Yeah, and,
like,
I'm
so
sure.
I remember going on a date with someone, and, like, at the end of the date, he was, like, jerking off in my bed and, like, crying. It
was
so
awkward.
Oh, my God.
You made him, you brought him to tears?
I didn't even. I was like, it's cool. We can just watch TV. Like, it's whatever.
Right.
You know?
Or
like,
you could leave. Yeah. Don't let the door hit you in the ass, buddy.
It was so awkward. And I know. And, you know, I think that he was just building it up. Like, I have to compete with what I saw her do on camera.
Right.
And you know what? I get it. I feel bad. And that's totally not, you know,
how you are.
What I wanted or how I am.
You're like, that's my day job.
At all, you know? Yeah. Like, if I wanted to have that kind of sex at home, then I would just go on a date with someone I work with. I mean, I have great sex at home, but, like, it's just different. I don't even know how to, like,
right.
You know.
I got it. Because I always used to, when I first started my show, I was always like, what is good sex to you? What is bad sex? I always wanted to know what people meant when they were like, what's the best?
I think.
Like, could I ask you, like, what's the best sex of your life? Could you say, like, with the best time you had, like, do you have a moment or a thing that
it's
makes
hard? Yeah. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint it, you know, when you've had, like, lots of
how
sex.
Do you know how many partners you've had? Can you count?
Oh, no. I have not had that many partners.
But
like,
you've had a lot of sexual
interludes. But, yeah, I have. You know, I'm really more, like, I think people say it's because I'm a Capricorn or something. I've never really been that good at being, like, a total slut. I know it's ironic being, like, a porn star. But I've always been, like, I had tried it. Like, I remember, like, I lived in New York and I was going out all the time. And I was like, yeah, I want to, like, fuck different guys that I meet all the time. And I would, like, try. And, like, it winds up with so much bad sex.
Right.
I was, like, going home with dudes, you know, like, having, like, random, you know, one-night flings. And I was just like, you know, the best sex you have is someone you know.
Connected with them.
Someone you connect, like, after you've had sex a couple of times. And, you know, but I've had good sex and I've had bad sex.
Right, exactly.
I've had some horrible, horrible, like, one-night stands.
Why was it so bad? Just, can you remember? Tell me the worst one-night stand and then we're going to
wrap
it up.
Yeah, just, you know.
Tell me what happened.
Being with a guy that's, like, really, really, really drunk. You know?
Yeah,
like,
I hate
it's
that,
like,
too.
You know, the guy's hard and then he's soft. And then, like, sometimes, you know, like, these guys, like, they get to a place where they're just, like, trying to, like, overcompensate because they're, like, so drunk. And,
right.
Like, and then they're trying to, like, get it together. So they're kind of being rough, but it's, like, not coming across right. It's just, like, drunk, you know?
Right. You just want to give them a tranquilizer and call it a day. I totally get it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Watch your alcohol intake, especially, you know, on your first, second date and for your entire life, actually.
Right.
Drunk guys are not attractive.
I've had good drunk sex, too, but... You know,
right.
And there's just been that bad
exactly.
One-night stand
totally
drunk sex where you're like, what am I doing? I should have stayed home and just ate pizza.
I know. I regret it. I'm like, why did I freaking sleep with him? This is a waste of time.
This
is a waste. I could finish some work or clean out my underwear drawer.
This is a waste of a condom.
Okay, Joanna,
time.
We got to wrap up. Tell me, everyone can find you at burningangel.com.
Burningangel.com, joannaangel.com. Find me on Twitter. It's at Joanna Angel. Instagram's at Joanna Angel. I actually have my own radio show.
Oh, yeah.
On Vivid Radio.
Tell me. Talk
every,
to me.
Every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. It's on Vivid Radio. You can find it on vividradio.com. It's also, it's on Sirius, but it's, like, not on the console. It's kind of confusing. So you have
it.
To download the Sirius app.
Okay.
And you can
I
get
have
it on that. You can listen to it on that, but you can just click Vivid Radio and you can find my name.
And buy
so
her
it's on
fleshlight.
Every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Tuesday to 1 to 2 p.m.
On Pacific time. And yes, buy my fleshlight. You can buy it at tinyurl.com/JAFleshlight. It will take you right to me.
Exactly. There you go. Or also sexthemily.com/fleshlight. Joanna, I love having you on the show. You're awesome.
Thank you. I love being
Thank
here.
You,
the time goes by so fast.
I know. See? Because we just talk like
just,
two little chatty Jews.
Ooh.
Okay, everyone, find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Perhaps play a little game called Just the Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is just the tip.
So what are some common mistakes that guys make during sex? I mean, we hear all the time, like, guys make this, guys did that, da da da. I think one of the most common things is guys have no idea what women want.
Exactly. That is a great mistake that many men
great mistake.
It's a great mistake. No, you're right on point with that. The guys assume that, you know, my last girlfriend wanted this, so she must want this. And but I mean, as you mature sexually, you should never assume this. You should never make assumptions that every woman is the same. So what you got to do is learn how to communicate with your partner and find out what she wants. You do not know what this woman wants. I'm telling you. First time you have sex with her, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
Like, you really don't. There's not like a universal thing that every woman likes, except for maybe, you know, diamonds or something.
Right.
But we're talking about sex.
Okay. And what else?
The thing is number two is that you have all she needs, okay? Some women, I'm telling you, Jordan, they cannot have an orgasm with less than 3,000 RPMs. No human tongue or fingers can generate that kind of vibration. But men think something's wrong with them if they need a vibrator. And I tell all women and guys, like, don't be intimidated by the vibrator. If that's what she needs to get off,
right,
bring the vibrator into the room. Have your own little threesome there with her and her vibrator. You know, it's a lot less work for the guy and a lot more pleasure for her.
That makes sense. All right.
Yeah, and you know, people can always go to goodvibes.com and use coupon code Emily and get a discount on a vibrator.
Good to know. A little vibrator discount never hurts. And, you know, a lot of guys think that women think just like we do. So they're like, kind of, we think that sex feels the same for us as it does for you.
Exactly. And that's a huge disconnect, because when a man has sex with a woman, his penis goes into her body. So
is that how that works?
Yeah. No, oh, I'm sorry. This sex is 101.
That's mistake number four.
Exactly. Right, but think about that. It's like off the charts. And you just think, guys are like, I can't imagine what that feels like. And they can't imagine that feeling isn't the same way for her. But the inside of the vagina is less sensitive than the outer parts for most women. So deep thrusting into the vagina isn't necessarily great for women. It's the outer two-thirds of the vagina that are most sensitive.
So you don't want to bang on that cervix.
No. I mean, it feels good for a little bit, but you want to mix it up all the time. It does not feel the same way for women. And the clitoris, just because you're having sex, you got to pay attention to the clitoris, whether she uses her hands, you use your hands, or a vibrator. But the clitoris, most women need a clitoral orgasm before they even have any other kinds of orgasms.
Good to know. And we'll continue some of these sex mistakes next week. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at sexwithemily.
Buying a car can be such a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar actually helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay, and that fear is the worst. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, you just got to follow these three easy steps that if you want to save money. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information, and then you lock in your savings. Third step, totally simple. All you do is you print out your TrueCar savings certificate, and then you take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Who doesn't want that? Some features not available in all states, and every day TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Why would you do that? Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.